Jason, I'll tell you what. If you screen really carefully, we can take a few calls on this, but I do want to get to at least a couple of things in this half hour. But if people want to weigh in on this, and someone calls and you have a really thoughtful call, but you need to be a little more probative even than usual, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. The social media is lighting up with debate over the death of an Arizona gun range instructor, and I can't imagine what this 9-year-old girl is dealing with right now. I just cannot. I can't imagine what her parents are dealing with. What was, I'm sure, a wonderful moment turned to one of the most horrible moments you can imagine. She's vacationing with her parents at the Last Stop shooting range in White Hills, Arizona. 39-year-old Charles Vaca was the instructor. The 9-year-old girl was shooting an Uzi submachine gun Monday. Here's what happened, and there's a video out there that shows some of this. He's with her the way you would expect an instructor to be there with her and says, "All right, now go ahead and give me one shot." You can set an Uzi on semi-automatic or fully automatic. And by the way, so many people don't understand the difference. You hear people talking about semi-automatic weapons when you know they mean fully automatic. So she fires that single shot and she hits the target. He then, the instructor and now deceased, Vaca, adjusts the girl's stance and says, "All right, now go ahead." Okay, now he sets the gun on fully automatic. "All right, full auto," Mr. Vaca says, before the girl releases a series of shots. She then loses control of the weapon due to the recoil, and around at least one round hits Vaca and kills him. This is setting off a firestorm, as I said, of social media debate. Now, I can tell you the anti-gun crowd is salivating over this. They think it's crazy. They think it's crazy that a 9-year-old girl will be on a shooting range. They are going to think it's beyond crazy that she was allowed to fire an Uzi. I think neither. I don't. All right, was this girl too young to be shooting an Uzi? By the way, the minimum range age for that range is 8. It's not, now this is me as a parent. It's not a gun I would have a 9-year-old shoot. When we had our girl shoot, we start incrementally with a .22 handgun. I don't know what this girl's background is. I don't know how proficient she is or use she is or familiar she is with other weapons, other guns. She might be proficient with any number of guns. I don't know that. This might be the first time she was on the range. I have not seen that in the readings that I read. I think the instructor here has to make the call. Clearly, she was not capable of handling the recoil or at least wasn't prepared for it. But what's going to happen here is anti-gun nuts are going to paint this as crazy that a 9-year-old girl was allowed to shoot an Uzi. It's not where I would start, but again, we don't know if that's where they started. We don't know what her background is. I would argue, and I'm trying to be delicate about this, I think the responsible party is the instructor. You have to measure. I do. he's got to sum up the situation. Did he ask? And I don't have answers to these. Maybe he did. What's her familiarity with guns? What type of guns has she fired before? Children can safely shoot guns. I don't know that I would have gone with a Uzi with a 9-year-old. But again, I don't know what other guns she has shot. But we let our children shoot at the range. They were in their teens. I got a 12-gauge single-shot shotgun for my 11th birthday. Kids can handle guns. I don't think this situation was handled properly by the professional. At least, he didn't seem to have a proper assessment of how she could handle the recoil of a fully automatic firing. Robert on the road. Robert, go ahead.
Jerry, my thought on this was, with social media, taking pictures of little girls or little boys both, being overwhelmed by firearms. Everybody's seen the girl that shoots the shotgun and drops it, the one that has a Desert Eagle that she shoots it in a Weaver stance and it comes back and whacks her in the head. My initial feeling on this, and I really, as a parent of children, this would, where they were looking for that funny ha-ha where she was going to be overwhelmed by this, and it went really, really bad.
We have no way of knowing if that's true, but if it is, I would still put it on the instructor. He's the professional there. Thanks a lot for the call. To Rachel in Oconto Falls. Rachel, go ahead.
I absolutely agree with you. The instructor was incompetent, irresponsible. I mean, it's sad that he lost his life over it, but firearms aren't toys. And everybody knows when a weapon's... Well, okay, I shouldn't say everybody knows. People who have shot a lot of guns know.
Well, he should know.
When it's on fully auto, it's going to lift, it's going to twist, and it has nothing to do with the age of the person. It's physical strength. You have to be able to hang on to that weapon. I have done some instruction with friends of mine, family members, stuff like that, gotten them into shooting, and there are full-grown adults that I would not let shoot certain guns I have, because I know full well they couldn't hang on to them.
Here's what I would say. It appears that he had her fire the single shot to assess her ability to handle the recoil. But as you just said, that is not a way to assess how she's going to handle the fully automatic recoil.
No, that is completely different. I mean, there are full-grown men who cannot stop a fully automatic weapon from rising when they fire it.
When my then, what was she, maybe 17-year-old daughter wanted to fire my double-barrel 12-gauge, I had her watch me fire it. Say, watch what it does to my shoulder. You know, and I had her hold it. Now, it turns out she handled it just fine. She didn't want to shoot it a second time because she wasn't real fond of the kick. But, I mean, she controlled the gun just fine. I you hate to speak ill of the dead, Rachel. Thanks a lot for the call. And I happen to know Rachel has a lot of familiarity with this issue. John on the road says he is a firearms instructor. John, go ahead.
Hi, Jaron. Yes, I've been a firearms instructor since 1979, and I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but this was a series of error in judgment by the instructor. It really isn't a matter of asking any probative questions of the parents of the kid. You don't let people handle firearms, particularly on their own, until they have demonstrated to you as an instructor that they're capable of doing it.
Yeah.
When you're teaching someone, particularly new, you never stand anywhere but behind the shooter. You never stand next to them because you don't know what they're going to do with that muzzle.
Yeah.
And with a small stature shooter or a new shooter, particularly of a automatic firearm, you don't just let them pull the trigger and just start, spraying. An Uzi has horrible muzzle climb, and you have to keep hands on that weapon until they can demonstrate that they can handle it.
That's where I have to, and it's tough. You hate to do it, but I have to put it on him. A law enforcement friend emailed and agrees completely. So does Mark. Fully agree. Lies with the instructor. I started with a 410 at 9 single shot. As my proficiency moved, that's a 410 gauge shotgun. My dad moved me up to 12 gauge pump at 13 years. He had semi-autos. I wasn't allowed to handle them due to the second shot being there right away. Gosh, it sounds like we were raised by the same dad. I mean, that is the exact same philosophy that my dad had. I want to just see if I can find the law enforcement friend. I agree with you completely. The mistake was the instructor's. He should have assisted her with the grip until she understood the amount of recoil. He would have gotten a clear read of her ability to hang on to the weapon during full auto. Yeah, having her take a single shot with that gun, I don't think gives any kind of indication of what she could or couldn't do. But you do have to understand that's not the way this is going to play. The way this is going to play is, what kind of nut lets a 9-year-old shoot an Uzi? I don't think that's reality. This guy failed, and it cost him his life. It's 9:47.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.